FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Revenue Service says it's clamping down on fuel adulteration syndicates involved in the illegal mixing of diesel and paraffin. Authorities say this tampering of fuel products is costing the country an estimated 3.6 billion rand every year in lost revenue. Newswatch's Xelumusa Zulu has more.
SARS says it has in recent months conducted several search and seizure operations targeting fuel storage facilities and depots. The Revenue Service, working with police, says it identified 23 targets across KZN, Gauteng and Mpumalanga. They seized over 950,000 litres of contaminated diesel and assets worth at least 6 million. 12 trucks were also confiscated for suspected false import declarations. SAR says it has opened 13 criminal cases with further investigations underway. Xelumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
KZN Finance MEC Francois Rogers says he hopes to see more political tolerance in next year's local government elections following the formation of the Government of Provincial Unity. Rogers was speaking during a webinar hosted by UKZN, reflecting ahead of the one-year anniversary of the GNU. He says so far the GPU parties have been able to engage in rational and robust discussions on key issues. He says he hopes this will continue even when political parties start campaigning against one another.
It's going to be interesting, this government of provincial unity moving forward and moving into a local government election, because that's going to then create an interesting dynamic where all parties are going to be vying for voters' support. But one would hope that that the maturity that we've shown, the leadership that's been shown across all parties, will continue into that election.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa has left for Canada to attend the G7 Leaders Summit. He holds bilateral talks with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and have a second meeting with US President Donald Trump. The summit focuses on energy security, innovation and strengthening mineral supply chains. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is launching a full statutory inquiry into grooming gangs. It comes after a government-requested audit into the scale of the issue across the country found a nationwide probe was necessary. Starmer had previously said it wasn't needed, but has since U-turned after reading an independent report into child sexual exploitation. Due to be published next week, the report is expected to warn that white British girls were, quote, institutionally ignored for fear of racism. The case of Fiona Goddard, who says more than 50 men raped her, was included in a local inquiry. In a clip from Sky News, Goddard says there's more to learn.
It isn't just that they misunderstood the children or misunderstood the crime of grooming. From my experience, they knew what was happening and they intentionally covered it over.
Your top story, SARS says it's clamping down on fuel adulteration syndicates involved in the illegal mixing of diesel and paraffin. Authorities say this tampering is costing the country over 3 billion rand every year in lost revenue. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.